Our next presenter is Maria Katrina Barata, and she's going to be presenting on Take Charge of Your Health Today, Be Informed, Be Involved. So, creating an academic community partnership with local media to eliminate health disparities. Ms. Barata is the lead clinical research coordinator in the Division of Adolescent Medicine at Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh, where she oversees clinical and community-based research projects led by Dr. Elizabeth Miller. The research focuses on prevention and intervention of adolescent relationship abuse, with an emphasis on community-partnered approaches to reach vulnerable populations. Prior to this, she worked as a health researcher at the University of California, Davis, where she also completed her master's in public health.
And thank you for still being here. I really appreciate that. So I actually have the opportunity to be presenting this on behalf of the Community Corps, which is through Clinical Research Translational Science Institute through the University of Pittsburgh. So this is not just my work, so it's very much a group effort. I just happen to be here. No disclosures. So during this presentation, I'm really going to present to you the Community Corps and what we're about as far as that in our initiative in the CTSI, and I'll be abbreviating that for Clinical Translational Science Institute. I'm really going to orient you to the New Pittsburgh Courier, which is a historical black newspaper that's well-known throughout the nation, and then also talking about our success in this partnership, and more importantly, our lessons learned and where we're going moving forward. So some of the key things about the Community Corps is, again, we're part of the CTSI, and this is an NIH initiative that really is informing people about research and how we transform research outside of academia and really applying it. So within the Community Corps, we are just one of those corps within that institute, and our real initiative is incorporating more community involvement, community-engaged projects, and really collaborating further and not just staying within the university setting. So the key lead people in that is Dr. Elizabeth Miller and Esther Bush. So Dr. Miller, like was mentioned in my bio, she's really focused on community-engaged research projects and community-engaged studies. And Esther Bush is a pinnacle leader in the Pittsburgh community. So not only is she the CEO of the Urban League, which primarily serves African Americans in the city of Pittsburgh and provides, you know, health, education, and things like that. She's also born and raised from Pittsburgh, so she's really an advocate for health and education. And what's not listed on here, unfortunately my newest PowerPoint wasn't listed on there, is our Pittsburgh Courier collaborator, which is Stefan Braz. So he's the lead assistant to the editor. And then Michael Jonas is actually the lead PI for this particular project I'll be talking about. So again, Esther Bush is actually who started this initiative and basically had the idea. So again, being the superstar leader in the community, she's connected with the New Pittsburgh Courier, and on top of that, just had finished working with Allegheny County on the black and white paper, which basically highlighted the health disparities that's happening within that population. So in that frame of mind, we have this wonderful book, we published it, we disseminated it, but who's going to read this 200-page thing? No one, right? We're going to read it, the people who already know about it. So she was really wanting to see collaborating with the Courier and taking those chapters and really putting them in a segment. So people would actually, who need to know about it, who want to disseminate it, would make a lot more sense. So of course, Esther, being one of the co-directors of the Community Corps, brought this to our table, and luckily enough, we had these great pilot funds to fund the first 8 segments, which was within the 8 chapters of this report, and really disseminate it through the Courier. So when we talk about introductions and partnerships, so of course there's the Community Corps, which is who we are through the university, and then there's the Pittsburgh Courier, who is willing to do this partnership with us, and Esther Bush, again, being part of that big lead through the Urban League. So this partnership was established, timelines were discussed, how are we going to disseminate each of these segments? And again, these segments are focused, again, through the Allegheny County report, with the Black and White report, which each of those chapters basically became a segment in the newspaper. And I'll pass that around or afterwards, you guys can check it out. I have the full 8 segments, and I actually have our 2 segments that we got funded for this coming year. And the key point of these segments that I really want to emphasize from a public health standpoint is that this is really a platform to share information, right? And it's not just information between you and I, but it's information between the community. And more importantly, this black and white paper was really focused on the health disparities within Pittsburgh. So we're not talking about statewide or nationwide information. We're talking about local stuff. So really affecting and really targeting the community that's involved. So this is a brief timeline. We can look at it more in detail, but really the focus here is our segments were decided, and again, they were decided based on the black and white paper. So those segments were decided. The group agreed that we're going to do each of those chapters as a segment, and then basically from steps 2 through 7 is really this process between the Community Core, which our coordinator, Lisa Gazzetti, she's the main person who helps communicate between the core, which is who we are, between the authors that we're actually working with, between the CTSI, who, because this is technically university-owned, they need to also review it and make sure that it works with them and that it's cleared with them, and then, of course, through the courier. So the courier gets, you know, final approval, final feedback from all parties, and then it gets published at the end of the third Wednesday of every month. So here's an idea of the segment. Again, I have a copy of these segments. So to the left here is actually commentary that's done by Esther Bush. And not a surprise, when we look at our online hits, Esther Bush's commentary is getting the most hits. So important for us to know that, because we know that that's what people are looking at and that's what people are reading. So we want to make sure, in this case, it's a topic on violence. We have the overview of the violence topic in hand. And then to the right of that, we have community resources regarding that topic if you want to get local services. So again, really emphasizing the fact that that commentary, we really need to make sure that since people are reading that, that's where we want to embed the most information. So then dissemination, of course, we actually have 10,000 subscribers for the New Pittsburgh Courier. And to date of September 2012, we're close to almost 50,000 hits, which is great. So this information is getting out there, and it's just not staying on the shelf. And more importantly, also, our community partners are helping. Every time the segment is completed, they're disseminating them within not just their academic networks, but because we're the Community Core, we also have our own partners that we disseminate this information to. And ultimately, those partners want to also get involved. They want to write a segment. They want to be part of the next series. So was this collaboration successful? I think it clearly was. I mean, it's community-based. It's emphasizing, you know, local health issues that are affecting the people of Pittsburgh. And this collaboration has continued. So, and more importantly, the readership of the Courier now have a solid segment on health that is relatable, that is understandable, that isn't all research. And when we look at our second pilot, we were funded again to do another 8 segments. And just to be clear, you know, money is money. So the first segment did cost us $10,000, and the Courier worked with us to lower those rates, to really allow us to be able to do this throughout the year. And we're doing that again, which is great, which is a testament to how great this collaboration is. And more importantly, the next new steps for this next 8 segments is integrating more research. So we know that the African-American community is underrepresented in these research projects. So it's important that we use the segment, again, through this historical and prestigious black newspaper to really gather those people and help lower stigma and help recruit those in that population. So we actually have researchers who are now writing segments, and it's interesting, right, because we have to take that segment and really put it into a more 6th grade level. So it's really forcing academics to really understand this is how you get this information out there. And again, it gets them to also engage with community partners to write these segments together. So I really want to, if you guys have any questions, you can always contact the community partners about this collaboration, and I'm, of course, here afterwards. And more importantly, I want to thank the Community Core. These are all the members. And again, emphasize that Dr. Jonas is the PI for this project, and he completely regrets not being here, but I was really lucky that I got to be here instead. So we really thank you for your time. If you have any questions, let me know.